Just men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 27th day of August, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline on Drudge continues to be the shooting that took place yesterday in St. Petersburg, Florida. A young man was participating in a video contest of some sort. I don't understand this. I've never played a video game. And when he lost, he decided to murder the people that he lost to. A very tragic situation. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to inventory your toolkits, go through those toolkits, make sure you've got the tools you need, that the ones you do have are clean, lubricated, if they need to be sharp, that they are sharp, and you've got any missing tools that you search around, and if you can't find them, then go ahead and fill in the blanks so that those toolkits are ready for action whenever you need them. I've got multiple toolkits, and I'm sure many of our listeners do. That's your prepper tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday. We take these 2 hours every week to talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, the gun culture, training. And we have these discussions with my friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, good morning, my friend. Hopefully you guys can put up with my voice today. We had a gun show over the weekend and over in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
You talk too much.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, and, your voice is fine. Just pace yourself, Jimmy. Keep a glass of water handy. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Got a big bottle of water standing by and some fresh coffee. Firearms tip of the week. Kind of goes along with John's. It goes back to some conversations we had this weekend. Inventory your ammunition. If you've got 45 ACP, make sure you have your practice loads, which those can be what are known as field loads that you can buy at a lesser cost from manufacturers. And then you can have your target loads or your defense loads. And the reason we have the range loads or practice loads is this is ammunition that you're going to be using when you're doing CQB, close quarters battle. So if you're on the range to where your longest shot is going to be, oh, let's say 20, 30 feet with some of these instructors and stuff, you don't need the highest precision ammunition, i.e. Expensive target ammunition, because the most important they want to see is being on paper and being consistent. If you're going to shoot competition or target, then you do need a higher quality ammunition. And then again, if you are one of these individuals that prefers hollow point or whatever with your home defense loads, then you want to make sure you have those. Don't get into a situation on a training or practice that you're going to be using your target ammunition just to go through a couple of courses of fire. It gets a little bit more expensive on occasion. And this not only applies to your handgun, but it applies to your shotgun or your rifle. So, any other questions that you may have on that and everything, you can always go to our DesertEagleShooters.com website, drop us a note, and we'll help you out on choosing different types of ammunition. And I'm a firm believer in a comment that John has made many, many times. A hollow point in a 45 ACP looks nice, and yes, it performs well, but it is not necessary. When you're throwing that big a chunk of lead, it's going to do damage, ladies and gentlemen. And the one thing ammunition...
What they're doing there, Jimmy, and if I may interrupt you, please, they're meeting the demand of the market is what they're doing. The engineers at these ammunition places, the experts, they all know that they're manufacturing hollow point 45 ACP is not necessary, serves no useful purpose, but they're meeting market demand. When their competition started doing it, they needed to do it also. It's simply a matter of good business and wanting to increase sales as opposed to any real world necessity.
Exactly. The only ammunition, in my opinion, that benefits from hollow point ammunition, and the purpose of hollow point ammunition is to open rapidly, increase the cross-sectional diameter of the ammunition, and it's as it's traveling through a substance of any kind, be it ballistic gel or be it a critter, and it's intended to increase the shock value of the ammunition, to increase the size of a wound channel, and to do more devastating damage to the target that you're shooting at. 1911, 38 Special, any of your 25 calibers, any of your 32 calibers, none of them have a high enough velocity that the hollow point is even going to begin to open up. But your magnum loads, 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum, those rounds and everything have a high enough velocity that on impact, the bullet is going to start to upset, and it's going to indeed do exactly what the advertiser says it's going to do.
Jimmy, and, let me interrupt you again, please.
Surely.
When I'm doing my pistol classes, sometimes when you're given trying to make a point, extremes help make a point. So I'll ask for a male volunteer in my pistol class to stand up and face me, arms at his side, and I take a paper napkin and I wad it up into a ball. I'm standing 8 or 10 feet away, and I throw it at his chest just as hard as I can throw it. Wadded up paper napkin. And I say, that didn't hurt, did it? And he says, no, of course not, John. And I said, what if that had been a freight train hitting you at the same speed? Would that have hurt? And he said, well, it probably would have killed me. And that's the point. Energy is a mathematical formula. Mass times velocity equals energy. So something that's really big and really heavy doesn't need to be going very fast to put you down. And a steam locomotive going 5 miles an hour is going to put you down.
Yep.
So the point being, that chunk of lead in a 45 ACP is so big and so heavy, it doesn't need to be going faster than the speed of sound. It simply is not necessary any more than a locomotive needs to be going faster than the speed of sound. And for more verification, here's the following verification: World War One, World War Two, Korea, and Vietnam. What more do you need to know, Jimmy?
No, you've got it. You've got it 100%. Now, on that same subject, I acquired something at the gun show this weekend, John, that I know that you can truly appreciate. And my decision right now is what to do with it. My first desire is to hold on to it, but since I took it in trade, it more than likely will get a price tag put on it sometime in the future. But young man had acquired this, had had it for some time, and we took it in on trade. And it's a 1911, John.
Okay.
However, this one is very, very unique. It is pre-World War One.
Well, that's very good.
It is.
What kind of condition?
It is good to excellent.
Okay.
Has been fired, so it can't be like new or anything.
Oh.
But.
Well, you're into serious collector territory there. That is not something that you would even take out of the safe except to display.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But like I said, it has been shot. And a guy says, how do you know? And I says, well, for the simple fact, it was made in 1913. If you've got a 1911 that was made in 1913 and tell me it's never been shot, I'm going to have to call you a liar. That's all there is to it. But, John, what is so unique about this pistol, it is one of the NRA-stamped 1911s. One of 600. And the stamp marks, the armorer's marks on it and everything are so crisp that this thing could have been stamped last month.
Well, give us the history of how that came about, how the NRA came about having 600 of these stamped pistols.
Well, that is the one part I'm still trying to research. It's listed in the military collectors books, and evidently the NRA don't know if it was for an auction or for some kind of fundraiser or what, but there were a series of 1911s that were purchased from the government, because this one does have the property of U.S. government stamp on the frame and everything, very low serial number on it. But the best I have heard from two separate sources is it was either for auction or it was for a fundraiser, for like a raffle. And the NRA Eagle is stamped on the right side of the slide directly above the serial number. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece of machinery. And I will be having some pictures as soon as I can get them done.
Is the finish polished blue or subdued?
No, it's the subdued field grade.
Okay.
It has the lanyard ring in the mainspring housing. Mainspring housing is perfectly smooth. The trigger is perfect. Everything is error. Nothing has been swapped out on this gun that we can find. safety, everything is combat. So,
Well, that's
just a beautiful piece.
That man, I would consider getting in contact with one of the firearms auction houses. That would be suitable for a high-end auction, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do some more research into it. The only thing on the gun that I will not attest to being original, and it's simply because you can't, unless you're lucky enough to have one with a serial number, is the magazine.
I wouldn't worry about that one way or the other. No,
but that is the only unverifiable component of the gun.
Well, in all likelihood, it is the original magazine, but that's no big deal.
Yep, but it is beautiful, John. We will have pictures of it coming up soon.
Yeah, I'd love to see them. Well, Jimmy, moving on from there, one of my favorite gun publications is now out for the year. Gun Digest 2019 is now available for sale. My collection goes back quite a few years. And I make sure to get it. It came out last month in July, Gun Digest 2019. It's a great reference book, great articles, very well written. This is the 73rd edition published this year.
My goodness. Been around for a while.
Right.
Been around for a while. And got a little of a brain fog here this morning. A couple other subjects that I was going to bring up with and everything from the gun show this time around. The subject right now with McCain's passing, Sunday, the conversation came up, and I thought it was really a good suggestion. It was right after the Sunday morning devotional that now is the time for everyone to start hammering their congressmen and their senators on the National Reciprocity Act and the Hearing Protection Act, because Senate and Congress will meet one more time coming up before the midterm elections. And now is the time, by opinion of several people at the gun show, to start hammering these subjects. And one of the guys that was listening in on the conversation made the comment, well, Congress has already passed it and everything. Why bother them? We want to bother the congressmen to get a hold of the senators. I mean, they can walk right down the hall, or they can make a phone call to their office and talk to the senator. We can't. But pressure them to start pressuring Senate to get both of these to the floor. That's all we're asking. Get them to the floor for a vote. And these Democrats that are running, these senators that are running, they know that if they vote against that bill, that their constituency is very likely not to send them back. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have to do this. There is no doubt about it. There is so much going on right now. Antifa has actually hired some prior service shooters. And I read an interview that one of the guys had. Here's our break.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 27th of August. This week will be the end of the month, end of summer pretty soon. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at website deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. What we were talking about was Congress and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to start hammering these people. The most important number that you can commit to memory right now, 202-224-3121, that goes directly into the Capitol switchboard. And you simply tell them your congressman or your senator's name, and they'll connect you to him. If you don't have your congressman or senator's name, just give them your zip code, and they will tell you who they are, and they will connect you to whichever one that is, you know, that you request, congressman or senator. Ladies and gentlemen, we really and seriously, situations are going on. One of our vendors there, his sister lives in Maine, and they were driving from there down to Florida or Georgia, I can't remember which, but it was the southern end of the East Coast. And in going through New Jersey, they stopped to eat. And when they came back out to the car and got ready to leave, they were pulling up to the intersection, getting ready to pull out onto the street, and a police car, unmarked police car, pulled up behind them and flashed them. What these people had done is had a concealed carry license in their home state. Now, what had the New Jersey police had done is they saw an out-of-state license plate and run a background on it and found out that they had a concealed carry license, or at least one of the family members did, and assumed that they were going to have the gun in the car with them, which is illegal without a whole bunch of loopholes in New Jersey. And it all goes through end and end that these people are tied up. Their car is disassembled practically, searching for something that wasn't even there. And according to James, the family has got a lawsuit against the police department there. Evidently, in that state, and John, you may be able to clarify this, police cannot just arbitrarily run a license plate and a background check on someone just for giggles and grins. Just to see
well,
if they
that's,
have a concealed license.
Well, they can do that, but in order to have a stop, initiate a stop, there has to be what's called probable cause. There has to be a reason. And finding out that a person is engaged in a lawful activity in another state is not probable cause to stop them in your state. And a jury, if it ever gets in front of a jury will certainly agree with that, that officer had no reason to believe a crime was being committed in that the state of New Jersey because these people engaged in lawful activity in another state. They're going to win that lawsuit. If it's a county or the city being involved in the lawsuit as a defendant, they should settle out of court because a jury could award these people a lot of money for all the grief and aggravation they went through.
Oh, yeah. And it's insane, ladies and gentlemen, what some of these people are doing. And I'm not talking about the travelers. I'm talking about the state governments. And you have to keep a real close eye on it. Coming up the first of the year, a lot of state legislatures are going to be back in session. And I know here in New Mexico, they publish I think it's just called the list, of what the governor wants the House and Senate to cover. And some of these other states, here in New Mexico, we've got a new trapping law that the tree huggers want to shove down our throats, which effectively stops trapping because of the wording on it.
That's the intent.
It's just...
That's the intent, right.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this goes on everywhere. It will not stop until these people lose enough lawsuits and individuals have enough counter lawsuits against them that it's taken their money, that they're going to stop and start listening.
Jimmy, Bob and our break, I sent you an email just now with some images. If you can look at them, we have something to talk about.
Okay, I'll look at it right now at the break.
Bob and our break, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'll be in Dallas. That will be November 9th, 10th, and 11th. We now have a clickable link. If you scroll down to the very large banner, it's a huge banner, Operation Classified, sponsored by John B. Wells. And I will be one of the speakers, of course, and look forward to meeting a lot of you there. Also, my website, our energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I help hundreds of people get relief from rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, help them get a great night's sleep. It's a great way to help yourself and help somebody that has these issues. Only $285 shipping included. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. Keep in mind the following. I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm shipping out 2 energy cleaners today. Got everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. Most people are doing that these days. I have a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, anything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, optics, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, did you get a chance to look at those images?
Yes, sir, I did. And you and I have discussed this before. It's a very interesting concept on protecting the scope. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm looking at is called a scope guard, and it is basically a cage that surrounds the scope. It attaches to the stock of the rifle, and it works as two things. One is a carry handle for the rifle, but two, it eliminates some of the impact choices that are out there for striking the scope and knocking it off zero. Not knocking it off physically, however, I have seen that happen. But knocking it off zero for being on that rifle. And it's a very interesting concept, John. When I first looked at it the very first time, the one question that I had emailed the company on, I never did get an answer back, but it appears that that is proprietary for the stock that it is on. It looks to me much like it may be a stock and protector combination. And what led me to that was how it mounted in the front end. If you look at the second picture, the one where he's on the, looks like an earthen dam or something.
Right. That's the one with the most clarity. Yep. That's the one there.
Right. Yeah. Bring that one, enlarge that one a little bit, and you'll see where the front mounts on that screw on to the forward end of the stock. So, now I have done something similar to this in aircraft aluminum for a gentleman. And the only reason that we did it was that his ranch up in the mountains, they transition a lot from the Jeep to horseback.
Right.
And he was wanting something that could help protect the scope in those transition times from getting banged around and knocked off and everything. And we fabricated it out of aluminum. It was on an AR platform. And I machined a pair of extended takedown and pivot pins, which is what we mounted it to, just an experimental stage. And the concept was good, but after about two or three weeks of trying everything, the bulkiness of it is what was driving him nuts.
Right, right.
He said that he had more habit of running that frame into stuff. And then, of course, we had to look at modifying a gun bag instead of a scabbard to carry it with on horseback. But it is a very interesting concept. I just wish that we could streamline it some.
Well, that would be difficult because you have to have dimensions larger than the dimensions of the biggest dimension of the scope, which would be the obviously mm-hmm. the turrets and the both ends of the scope. But to protect a scope that's worth $1,000 or $2,000, I'd be willing to spend a little bit of money to protect the $2,000 scope, plus maintain absolute zero. That would be.
Yep.
There's a lot of value here. And I first came across this, the movie Shooter was the first time I saw it. And there's a TV series now with the same name. In fact, Wahlberg is one of the advisors on he's part of the show putting it together. So it's an interesting concept. And I haven't been in contact with the company that manufactured this yet to see what they offer. Do you know what they do offer? Is it for more than one rifle?
Well, that's just it. Is the first time that you and I talked about this, I had emailed them and hadn't gotten a response back. Now, it's entirely possible they could have responded and it went to a junk folder, something that I didn't know about. But I'm going to have to come up with the link again and go over and take a look at it and contact again, maybe this time by phone.
Well, I'm looking at looking at also from the viewpoint of working with a fabricator too. Maybe start fabricating these things. There cannot be any kind of patent on something as simple as that, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, that's probably very true. But it you know, the thing looks awesome. I really like the way it looks, but the only thing that I can think of, and it bases back to Phil's experiment that we played with, is the bulkiness of it and keeping things to where it doesn't become more of a hindrance than it does a benefit. And there's one thing that I do that just, it seriously, our friend Dave, it drives him absolutely nuts. Because it goes against everything that he's ever been taught. But in our discussion that we had a couple of weeks back about scope mounting and everything, when I mount a scope, it's solid when it's done. And it is not uncommon for me, especially if we're on the range and someone else wants to get up and use a position where I'm at, or I'm starting to swap out rifles to work on something else, to reach out and pick up my scope, or to pick up my rifle using the scope as a handle. And you would not believe some of the responses that I get, John, from people. Oh my God, you're not supposed to do that. That thing will never shoot true again. This, that, and everything else. And I just let it go because I know how I mounted the scope. I know it's not going to move. I know that everything is going to be solid, but I just let them panic. But ladies and gentlemen, if it's not properly mounted, that's not a good idea to do that. And it's like Dave told me one time, you realize you're setting a very bad example for people. And he's probably right. He's probably right. Have you ever done that, John? Use your scope as a handle?
No. I treat my rifle scopes with great care, and I do everything I can to protect it from any contact whatsoever, except when I need to make an adjustment on the scope itself. It's just my habit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
see, it's like Dave says, I'm setting a bad example for people. So, but yeah, ladies and gentlemen, truthfully, the scope should not be used as a handle. It is, there's always that chance. Even if you've got some of the highest dollar rings and mounts and everything, there is that possibility that you can knock the scope or pull the scope off center, off zero, and everything from there on down is going to be really, it's going to be a crapshoot to find out if you're going to be able to shoot or not. And the other aspect of it, too, and I tend to do this on the lighter guns, John, not the big guns, because the big guns, some of them weigh in at almost 20 pounds. And that is, of course, way too much weight to put on a scope or the mounting hardware for it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, just remember that because I said that I do that, don't do it. I don't want to be a bad example for other people and everything. Also, it looks like our friend that was looking at the M1A or the M14 is going to be getting that rifle, John. And he's going to keep me posted on it and keep us abreast of it. So hopefully once he gets it, we'll be able to get him to get us some pictures and show him some pictures of it, or show some pictures of it on the webpage. And I had an offer made to me this weekend that I'm going to be looking at possibly tomorrow. Read a lot about them, never put my hands on them, but... are you familiar, John, with the M1A SOCOM version?
I'm very familiar with it. I would love to own one. I don't, but that's the rifle I wish I would have had in Vietnam, quite frankly. Of course, it didn't exist back then.
Mm. Right. Well, I've got the opportunity to become the owner of one here very soon. We were talking battle rifles. Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of the vendors part of the gun show. People are at church or sleeping in and everything, so the gun show will always start off slow. And so we get to visit other tables and catch up with other vendors on how things are going with them and all. And a friend asked me, he says, you know, well, do you still think that the M1A is a rifleman's rifle? And I said, no. And he goes, what do you mean? And I says, well, for the rifleman's rifle out in the field, nowadays, it's going to be the M14. Because if I could go down and buy M1As, exactly like they were coming out with the happy switch and everything else, with the disability on the happy switch, that would be perfect. But most people can't get those. I really wouldn't want them to have them. So we'll just have to settle on the civilian versions and go with there. And he realized what he was saying. He was combining the military version in the civilian field.
Right.
And, well, everybody had a good laugh on it. You know, it was kind of one of those little gotcha thingies. But it was amazing with 8 vendors standing there, John. 7 were adamant about that being the perfect battle rifle. And the number 8, his choice, no one could sniff at because his choice was the Garand. And so... all in all, everybody was on the same page and even in the same parking lot, which was great. That's hard to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to get a group of vendors at a gun show to agree on any one thing with that high of a percentage. And but, yeah, I'm interested to look at it. This is the one that has, I believe, the synthetic stock. And a few other things in the SOCOM version that are different than the regular. So, and the price tag that he quoted me on it sounded pretty good. I don't know what they go for out in the field around everything else. I haven't looked them up, but it sounded like a very decent price tag on it.
Is it new in the box or one that's been shot?
It has been fired, but he does have the box and all the instructions and everything else. He took it to the range after he got it and put a few rounds through it just to see and decided in and got it dialed in. I think he said he fired like a total of like 20 rounds through it or whatever. I'll look at his data card. He's like me. He keeps a data card on rounds fired and everything else on him. But I really am. I'm interested in taking a good hard look at it and weighing it out, because I think it would be a good investment for me. I miss my battle rifles and everything. You know, the black ones are fun. Not a thing wrong with them in the world. They are versatile. And so, plus we did well enough at the gun show and everything that it's not going to hurt me. Two of my children went home with new owners at this gun show.
We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of August, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. Website's deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. That is something that Teresa started, I don't know how far back, because I guess it started with when I was working on the first of the 6-5 Creedmoors, that instead of doing them as a special order for a customer, they were ones that I was building that I was going to be taking them to the gun shows. And on any of the ones that I take to the gun shows, when they go, I've got the entire upper set up as a package. I've got a scope on it. Everything is done. If I'm doing a custom paint scheme or camo job on it, it's done. And it's just ready to a customer to take and mount on their lower and go home. But the first one, when our customer showed up to look at something else and saw it, he was like, "What is this one and how much is it?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm not even done with it yet. You know, I've got halfway through the break-in process," and was showing him some of the proof targets and things. And he goes, "But yeah, how much is it?" And, you know, Teresa said that I had this look on my face that somebody just backed over my puppy dog. I hadn't got a chance to really play with it and see what they would do yet at distance. And needless to say, it was one of those you couldn't refuse offers. And so it went home. But it went home with a good customer who keeps me posted on how well it's doing. And I'd already had another Creedmoor started, so I had to finish it up to have one to play with. And it keeps happening, and Teresa she started calling them my children. You know, I'm adopting my children out to a new home.
Right, right.
So, sorry about that. I had to use the cough button there. I didn't want to rattle
That's okay.
everybody's cages.
That's okay. Yeah, we don't need to hear your cough. That's fine.
But, I have too much fun with these things, ladies and gentlemen. Teresa swears that it's just as much therapy as it is a business, because each gun has got its own characteristics. Each one has got its own quirks, and you know, the fun part comes to eliminating quirks down to where they're nothing for a customer to worry with. It's just a simple fact that I know they're there. And if it does become an issue, then I know where I've got to go. It's a very interesting hobby / business to have, John.
It is. Absolutely it is.
But,
we have a lot of men and women listening out there that would like to know more about firearms and the gun culture and what they can do to be safe. And I know I'm working with a gentleman right now. He wants to make sure he and his wife are properly armed, and I made some suggestions to him. And getting started, you can get some bad advice from people who mean well, can't you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Every gun show we have, those individuals that will come up and they'll be, and our table looks different. The way we have things set up is different than the way a lot of vendors and everything do it at gun shows. That's saying nothing about any of the other vendors or anything. It's just simply saying that we arrange things to almost promote questioning, and that way customers, potential customers, visitors to the gun show can start a conversation. And Teresa is very, very good at that. The way we display reloaded equipment, the way we display the guns, the way we display accessories, everything is set up to invite a customer or a visitor to the gun show to talk.
Hold that thought,
Jimmy. Top of the hour break.
And we got to top the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.